This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Shades of Vengeance. We know you. You're a gamer like us. You want as much out of your game as we do. We all want the same thing. More. That's what Era the Consortium, a new sci-fi tabletop RPG, offers. Visit the Kickstarter campaign at kck.st/1HGB07W. That's kck.st/1HGB07W. Put a link in the show notes. We thank them for their support. Welcome to Munchkin Land. I'm Steven Schleicher from Majorspoilers.com. It's a bit quieter this week because everyone's out of the Major Spoilers HQ doing something else, which means it's up to me to fill this week's Munchkin Minute. What better way to do it than by going through some of the many critical hit Munchkin Land expansion pack ideas that you've submitted to the show? Now, I'm going to warn you, if you've never listened to Critical Hit, there may be some spoilers ahead. You've been warned, or maybe not. You know what? You should probably go and download all of the episodes and listen to them from the beginning. That's exactly what you should do. Yep. Yeah. There were so many great suggestions. These are by no means, don't interpret what I'm about to say as these are the picks. These are just some of the ones that I got a chuckle out of, some of the ones that I found interesting, but this is not the final selection. The one that I like, and this one popped up several times, one person wrote, Rob touches your dice, curse, lose your highest bonus item. And I think a lot of other people said maybe that should be Brian touches your dice, curse, you lose the highest bonus item. Another one that I really liked is, here's a door card, level one lizard monkey. They stack like zombies and sharks. The bad stuff, you are dead and lizard monkey chow. Some other people, and I don't know who any of these people were, because as I was doing the notes, I didn't put your names down, so I apologize. Another person had a really clever idea of rolling a 1d6 for the level. And that's how many, that would be the level of the lizard monkeys that you're fighting, but it came with two treasures. We also saw that person do the same thing with ninjas, where you rolled 2d6s to find out what the level of the ninja was, and then you got three treasures out of that. So I like that one. Here's another one, door card, I duck. You attempt to duck under the monster's attack, +5 to level the monster because that never works. Flaming sphere, a +1 bonus, counts as a flame fire attack. Here's another one that I got to kick out of. A level 12 exploding skeletons. Before combat begins, discard a one-handed weapon. It's okay, you can place that arm with a cooler one later. Bad stuff? Lose your next turn as you ponder your mortality for an entire episode. here's a treasure card. Where did that airship come from? Play when losing a combat, automatically escape and get one treasure but no experience. Monster enhancer. Return to the ... You fought this monster before, but it's stronger now. +3 to the monster should you have killed it. Oh, you should have killed it when you had the chance the first time. Here's a monster, the Hogba. How much time has passed? Level 15, three treasures. The bad stuff, you lose a level. In addition, your sidekick, if you have any, dies of despair. Curse! Critical failure. Flavor text. You let Brian touch your dice. Effect. The next dice roll you take automatically has the worst outcome. So I would imagine that would be a 1. Here's a candlehead. Everybody loves the candleheads. A level 13. Wow, that is disturbing. So gross, it even bothers orcs. +5 versus orcs. Bad stuff, lose a level and an item of your choice. 3 treasures. Must be if you win, it's 3 treasures. I don't think the bad stuff is you lose a level and an item of your choice. 3 treasures. Curse the other third. Ooh, this could be a... Yeah, this is kind of an interesting card too. Curse the other third. On your next combat... Use the levels and equipment of the munchkin to your left to determine your combat score. You may also use any of their visible face-up cards, such as potions. That could actually maybe not be a curse. That could actually be a benefit to somebody. That's interesting. I like that. The thing that shatters the sky, that's a level 20 monster, will not fight any munchkin level 3 or below. It has a dominating gaze before combat begins. All munchkins, except for the one whose turn it is, rolls a 6-sided die. The one with the lowest roll is dominated, and the monster adds that player's level to his. Ooh. The dominated player cannot assist in the combat or use items to assist the munchkin side. He can, however, use items to assist the monster. If more than one player ties for the lowest dice roll, then no player is dominated. The bad stuff? You are dead. Also lose a level. Hey, this is a boss battle after all. Reward for treasures. I live in multiple universes, and one of them is upset about that reference. That's the little flavor text that goes on this one. And there was another one where the bad stuff was that you were dead. And I think it was with the thing that shatters the sky, or she who sleeps in slumber, or whatever it was, where it was no statue for you if you die, which was pretty good. Again, if you haven't listened to Critical Hit, a lot of this stuff may be over your head, but I'm really excited and really pleased with what everyone did and what they came up with for their cards. It shows some real creativity on your part. So here is the plan. People have been asking, so what's next? I kind of thought we explained this before, but here's what's next. We're going to narrow down all of your submissions. There were even some that came in via email. We're going to narrow it down to the 15 that work with really any deck. I mean, I could see a combination where it's Orym, Pretty Boy, take on Cthulhu. And that would be like Cthulhu, the Good, the Bad, and the Munchkin, and your basic deck. Or you could throw in your you could throw in this bonus pack to make that combo work out. So that's what we're going to do. We're narrowing it down to the 15 that work really well with any deck and make sure that it the balance is correctly. Then we're going to get someone that we know to art it up, artist. It is someone that you know, too. You've seen his work before. I just need to sit down and ask him and see how long it's going to take him to make the art for the individual cards. Then we're going to put these on a sticker template and then give them away as part of the Major Spoilers VIP membership. And then that way, whoever's a member over at Major Spoilers, members.majorspoilers.com. Again, let me give you that site again, members.majorspoilers.com. They can print that out on a sticker thing that you can get at the store, like Walmart or something like that. And then you can stick it onto your blank Munchkin Land cards. And then you can incorporate it into your deck. Easy peasy, just like this. Someone said, oh, is this going to be official deck? No, this is not an official deck. But, you know, Steve Jackson Games does include those blank cards so that you can make your own card to add to the set. This is our attempt at doing that. We're just doing 15 of them. And you're going to print them out yourself, stick them on, include them in your next game. Now, if we use your suggestion, this is for those people who say, but wait a minute, I'm not a member and I want this whole thing. Well, hopefully you'll be encouraged to sign up and get that as one of the freebies, one of the many freebies that you get over at members.majorspoilers.com. But if we use your suggestion, we're going to send you that entire template so that you can print it out yourself. So if you are the person, if we use Curse the Other Third, for example, then we will contact you. We'll get your email address and then we'll send you that template file. And then you just print it out. You go buy the stickers, print it out, stick it on your blank cards and away you go. Yeah, I think that'll work. So thank you guys. Thank you, everyone, guys and gals. Thank you for so much for participating. There have been some really great cards in there. Some of them make me laugh. Some of them make me roll my eyes. Some of them I'm just like, that may be a little bit too much or make somebody a little bit on edge. There were a number of cards that say, you know, that use the Rodrigo phrase. That was your one. No more joking around. You lose everything. Curse. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Thanks again to our sponsor, Shades of Vengeance. Go check out their Kickstarter. I've put the link in the show notes. And if you like what they're doing, consider becoming a part of their Kickstarter campaign. Also, while you're over at Major Spoilers, be sure to sign up for the Major Spoilers email list. It's that big orange button on the side of the site. For signing up, we're going to give you a free bonus tracks episode, Star Wars A New Hope, recorded by Rodrigo, Rob, and myself. You sit down with Star Wars, you play it. When we play it, you can hear us provide a commentary track throughout the entire movie. And if you're looking to buy some Munchkin games, head over to majorspoilers.com, click on that Amazon.com link, you know the routine. Buy all of your Munchkin stuffs there. You can start buying your blank cards if you can find them there. Won't cost you anything extra. A little bit comes our way. Okay. I'm going to hand these off to Rob so he can do his min-max tweak thing, whatever he does to make sure that he wins. Let's see how long that takes. Eh. Until then, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.